I thank all of you for being here. I taught for 26 years before I became a mere administrator, and my least favorite time to teach was the first class after lunch, and this is basically the first class after lunch. We just eat lunch later than most campuses do. I'm delighted to have you here. As you probably have noticed, there's a chronological sequence of the panels. We happen to occupy the 20th century. You probably noticed the first three panels covered the 18th and 19th, and now the 20th century is something we can do with one fell swoop, because we have three great panelists here who have mastered the 20th century. And I think one of them is doing the first two decades, the next one's doing the next two decades, and then the third one is going to cover everything up to Y2K. We are dealing with Democrats and Republicans from Wilson to Reagan, the rise of the administrative state. It seems to me that it is very appropriate to begin looking at Wilson, who I think probably, if you look at political figures who were also academics, Wilson was vastly more successful as an academic than he was as a political figure, and he even had some blemishes in his academic career, but anyhow, he had a lot of influence on American politics. We heard at the last panel, or the one before that, talk about the two constitutions. And the two constitutions, in many ways, are described by Wilson. And I want to read a section out of what I think is his most important writing, and that is a small pamphlet called The Study of Public Administration. And that is where Wilson talks about what he calls the three periods of growth of major nations. And I'm going to read this from him. He says, the first of these periods is that of absolute rulers and of an administrative system adopted to absolute rulers. The second is that in which constitutions are framed to do away with absolute rulers and substitute popular control, and in which administration is neglected for these higher concerns. Then he claims the third is that in which the sovereign people undertake to develop administration under this new constitution which has brought them into power. Wilson is one of those delightful progressives who believes there is order in politics. And he thinks this is a natural order. He also, in this particular piece, talks about the politic administration dichotomy, where he says there are political concerns, there are administrative concerns. Lois Lerner did not read that section. There are some others around who have not read those sections as well to realize those two are supposed to be separate in his mind. And I am delighted that we have three panelists today who will clarify all of that and explain why things happened the way they did. What I like, my favorite time at realizing the myth of the politic administration dichotomy happened to be when Ronald Reagan fired the air traffic controllers. And I thought, there is justice. If Wilson only knew that he was going to follow him in the White House, he would have been much more careful. Anyway, he wasn't. But today, we are going to have three panelists, and I will introduce all of them, and they will get up in the order in which they are sitting, starting closest to me and moving away. Ronald Pastrito is at Hillsdale. He is the dean of the Graduate School of Statesmanship, and he holds the Charles and Lucia Shipley Chair in American Constitution. He serves as a senior fellow at the college's Kirby Center, and he is also a senior fellow at the Claremont Institute. He earned his BA at Claremont McKenna College, his MA and his PhD at Claremont Graduate School. He is the author of Woodrow Wilson and the Roots of Modern Liberalism, editor of Woodrow Wilson, The Essential Political Writings, and is co-editor of the American Progressive, a reader. So he will, if I'm wrong about anything on Wilson, he will correct me. Gerard Alexander, who will be our second speaker, is associate professor at the Woodrow Wilson Department of Politics at the University of Virginia. I have two opportunities to be corrected. He is a visiting scholar at the American Enterprise Institute. His first book, The Source of Democratic Consolidation, argued that the key right-of-center political movements formed long-term commitments to democracy only when their political risk in democracy became relatively low as left agendas moderated across time. He also publishes frequently in scholarly and policy journals. He is a frequent contributor to the Washington Post, the Weekly Standard, National Review, and the Claremont Review of Books, the National Interest, and Policy Review. Our third speaker will be Christopher Baylor. He received his PhD in political science from UCLA. In 2012, he is currently a visiting assistant professor in the Department of Political Science at Washington College. His forthcoming book, First to the Party, The Group Origins of Party Transformation, shows how two marginal social groups, civil rights activists in the 1940s and religious conservatives in the 1980s, achieved many of their goals by becoming core players in a political party. So please welcome them.